Greetings, Radioland. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this door of utterance. The scripture says, they that do and teach shall be called great in the kingdom of God. And we have that great teacher here. He teaches and he is an example of all that he teaches. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints. All that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We are God's people. We are the church of God. We are established in his word. We're Jews. We are Israelites. God only have one people. And he's one Lord. He said, I will have others that are not of this fold. There'll be one shepherd, one fold. We're called Israelites. We want to just touch again on what is required of us, we that are called by his name. Before we get into that thought, we're going to have a poem from our sister Tatum. Sister Tatum, thank God for her. Down through the time, she's blessed us with poems. Poems. Thank God. And we enjoy her poems and hope that you do. Sister Tatum.
A competent and just God. Lord, it's such a comfort when I think on you to know you're righteous and so just too. You won't put more on me than I'm able to bear, for all of my being is in your care. You know what I can and cannot do. You know what I need to carry me through. That's why it's such a comfort when I think on you. For I know you'll judge me righteous if I'm right in what I do.
Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. We're grateful for our Sister Franny here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, sanctified soldier, one that's striving to please God. We're happy with her life, and I'm sure that God is. Sister Franny.
Thank God. Thank God for being here. Thank God for this privilege to stand before you and say that I love living for God and that there is no sin in my life.
Thank God.
I thank God for his 10 precepts. I thank God for his word that our pastor brings to us and that I live by every day. And I thank God for, I truly thank God for this way of holiness. I thank God for all the saints. I thank God for being here.
Thank God for you, Sister Franny. Thank God for our Elder Phillips. We grew up in holiness. We were raised in the commandments. And we've both been in God's Covenant Church 30 plus years. He has a life. I know his life. I'm a witness to his life. And thank God he to others. Elder Phillips.
It's good to be here on another Sabbath day. Thank God thank for God. Our great pastor holding the flock together. Came here many years ago, was introduced to God through the teaching. Thought I knew God, but found out that I didn't know him.
Thank God.
But since I've been here, God has sanctified my life through the teaching. We get beautiful teaching over here, radio audience, beautiful teaching. And if you truly want to live for God,
thank
truly
God.
Want to know who God is,
all right.
Come to 425 Laconia Boulevard. And it's glad to be here.
Thank God for you, Elder. It may be a little hard for some of you to get here that are overseas, or if you live in another state, but if you happen to travel through, get dropped off here. Don't come by way of Jonah and the whale. Don't come by the whale way, but We'll be glad to see you. If not, you can call us, write us, email us. Thank God for our sister Portia. Young woman, early 30s, single. Don't come here looking for her, but she's single, waiting on God. If it's in God's will that she should have a companion. But until then, she's keeping herself, one of God's virgins, sanctified, striving to please God, and we're pleased with her life. Sister Portia.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for the life that I live. Thank God that just years ago, 5 years ago, I was able to hear the call and heed the call. And ever since then, my life has been the most beautiful it has ever been.
Thank God.
I thank God that I do have a testimony this morning that I sin no more. I'm striving to keep myself. And I'm striving to put the word in action daily. I thank God for you, Pastor, and I thank God for all the saints. Thank God for you,
Sister Ford. Wonderful to have a testimony that you're pleasing God. Yes. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And that's what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, is what anyone that God sends should be doing, setting forth his word, his requirements. And that's what we're going to talk about after these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. So if you've heard what she said and got it, call us, write us, and thank God for the medium that we're going across. We come across to you, but you write us, call us, email us, especially if you don't like this program. If you do, just tell others. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Now let's go to Micah 6:1. God have a requirement for all of his people. And the requirement was yesterday. It's today. And it's the same requirement tomorrow. For all those that will come after us, we have the same requirements that God gave Moses. We also have the same requirement that God gave to Adam, what to do and what not to do. I'd like to just reiterate that in your mind. Micah 6:1. What does it say, Evangelist?
Hear ye now what the Lord saith.
God wants those to hear his word, those that are seeking him, those that are called by his name. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. What?
Arise. Contend thou before the mountains.
Now that's mainly to God's anointed. Those that say they're called by his name, the anointed ones, contend before the mountains. Those are the leaders that are causing people to err. Contend thou before the mountains. What?
And let the hills hear thy voice.
Let all the congregations hear what God is saying to the church. What?
Hear ye, O mountains.
Hear, leaders, you that say you're called by God's name. Hear what?
Ye, O mountains.
What?
The Lord's controversy.
Hear the Lord's controversy, because God have a controversy with these false leaders that are causing the people to err, and they that follow them are destroyed.
Yes.
But now, that's because they're not truly seeking God. If they were, God would let you find him. And if you're listening now, you found it. Yes. But will you do it? What?
And ye strong foundations.
Ye strong foundations of the earth. Because there's many foundations, churches, they're strong in the earth, not in God. But they're strong in the earth. What?
Mm-hmm. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people.
God don't have a controversy with the sinner. Because the sinner is doing what a sinner is born to do. Mm-hmm. Sin. But should you have a mind to come out from sin and live for God, this is for you.
Yes.
He has a controversy with his people.
What? And he will plead with Israel.
God is pleading with Israel today. Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, my people.
Oh, my people. Now, Israel is God's people. He's not talking about Israel over there in near Palestine. He's not talking about that Israel mm-hmm. that dwells in natural Jerusalem. He's talking about Israel of the Spirit.
Yes.
And that's who Jesus was, Peter, James, and John, and everyone that followed God. They're mm-hmm. Israel of the Spirit. Right. What?
What have I done?
What have I done unto thee?
And wherein have I wearied thee?
Wherein have I wearied thee? In other words, when did keeping God's word become a chore? When have God made it a chore for us? He made it easier when he came and died for our sins. That way we don't have to try to rustle up an animal sacrifice for our sins.
All right.
He made it easy.
Mm-hmm.
He made it where we'd be more sincere and more true.
Yes.
What have I done unto thee? What?
Testify
against God. You testify. What is wrong with keeping God's commandments? What's wrong with not having any gods before God? What's wrong with not making any graven images unto God? They make graven images of Mary, and the people today give Mary more honor than God gave Mary. And made a god out of Mary. An idol out of Mary, and many other such like things. That cross they nailed our Lord to. They made it an engraven image, and people feel secure with that cross in their view. It has nothing to do with the cross of Christ.
No,
read.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
Now God let you know what he's done. And he's done the same thing for you and I, if you are free from sin. He brought us up out of the land of Egypt. What?
And redeemed thee.
Redeemed us.
Out of the house of servants.
We weren't slaves. Slaves don't have a choice. But these servants down in Egypt had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they had time off. And at given time. But we were servants to Egypt. We were servants to the drugs. Possibly. We were servants to traditions that were not of God.
Right.
Servants to ways that kept us from God.
Yes.
But he brought us up out of that mess. What?
And I sent before thee Moses,
what?
Aaron, and Miriam.
God sent before his leader. As the scripture says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers and pastors, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. He sent ones before.
Yes.
Before you could come out. He brought you someone to bring you out.
Yes.
Read the 8th verse. What?
Mm-hmm. He hath showed thee.
He showed thee. He showed the church through Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He showed thee what?
He showed thee, O man.
What?
What is good. And what doth the Lord
God have showed us what is good. And what is required of us. What?
Of thee, but to do justly.
To do justly.
And to love mercy.
Love mercy.
And to walk humbly with thy God.
Isn't that beautiful? God showed us what's good. His word.
Yes.
He showed us what's good. Let's go to Psalms 37 and 37.
All right.
God have showed us what is good, but these preachers have taught the people Nobody can live perfect, but God have showed you what's good.
Yes, he did.
God said, mark the perfect man. That's what he said. But these jackleg preachers, these traditionalists, these forefathers that are not of God have told us nobody can live perfect. That's why he died. You're a liar.
That's right.
Because God didn't say that.
That's right.
God inspired the scripture. What does it say? It's 37:37.
Mark the perfect man.
God said, mark the perfect man. What?
And behold the
behold
upright.
The upright. Now, if there's no one perfect, how can you mark them?
That's right.
That means this scripture is talking about something that don't exist. You're liars. Mark the perfect man.
And behold
the upright. And behold the upright. What?
For the end of that man is peace.
What does the 23rd verse say?
Thank God. 23.
The 23rd verse.
The steps of a good man.
Now, wait a minute. God has showed us what is good. That perfect man is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the steps of a good man, what?
Are ordered by the Lord.
So when God orders our way through not making graven images, not taking his name in vain, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, honoring the father and thy mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing and bearing false witness, and coveting. These are the things that a good man are ordered to do.
Yes.
Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What?
And he delighteth in his
way. Isn't that beautiful? Because God's way becomes our way.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew's 19:17.
Isn't
that beautiful? Steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So God has showed us what is good. But the preachers and our forefathers have told us, ain't none good. No one's good. No, not one. That's true. But the scripture gonna let you know what's good if you have a good man whose steps are ordered by the Lord.
That's right.
Mark him.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt if it's ordered by the Lord, that's the perfect man.
Yes.
Forget about what people say. Matthew's 19:17 says what?
And he said unto him.
What?
Why callest thou me good?
Now the Lord said, why callest thou me good? What? Now, yes. Not that he wasn't, but God is letting us know what constitutes as being good. What?
There is none good but one.
None good but one. What?
That is God.
So wait a minute. God has showed us what is good. Now, it's good to acknowledge that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags before we come to God.
Yes.
It's good to recognize that we're just moral in some instances before we come to God. It's good to recognize that if we're good, we're good and evil.
All right.
Because of that devil. But there's none good but one. Mm-hmm. And when you get one with God, then you can be that man's steps that are ordered by the Lord.
All right.
Then you become good because you're one with God's word.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not one with what I just read, the 10 precepts, you're no good to God.
All right.
You've got to be one with God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 10:30. So
right.
With Jesus, I'm one with Jesus. Well, that's beautiful. If you are, you're one with God. And I believe that's the charge. St. John 10:30, what does it say?
I and my Father are one.
No, say I got Jesus on the inside. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. That's what made Jesus good. Because he was one with the Father, and the Father and his word are one.
Yes.
Jesus is the word. And he said, even in his flesh, I and my Father are one. St. John 17, 21. God has showed us what is good and what is required of us. God wants us to be one with him.
Yes, he does.
God wants us to be in agreement with his word. St. John 17:21, what does it say?
That they all may be one.
Here's Jesus praying for the disciples. Let's start at 20.
All right.
That they all, neither
pray I for these alone.
Now, the Lord was not just praying for the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
He was praying for all of his disciples, that's you and I.
Yes.
If you're following God
mm-hmm.
and keeping God's commandments, you're a disciple. If you're not keeping his commandments, you're not his disciple.
That's
you're
right.
Not his people. You just think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Neither pray I for these alone. What?
But for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Well, I believe the word of Peter, James, and John. Yes. I believe the word of Moses, Jeremiah, because they're all one.
Yes, yes.
They're not different. Well, they were in the Old Testament, but now these are the new. They didn't believe. Yes, they did believe. All believed in God.
Yes, they did.
They all believed that one was to come, and when he did come, they believed he came.
That's right.
And they're witnessing to it. I believe he came, and I believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That they all may be one. What?
That they all may be one as thou.
What?
Father art in me, and I in thee.
What?
That they all, that they also may be one in
us. Every one of us should be one in Jesus. One in his word. Now, if you're keeping Sunday, you're not one with his word. Because the word says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You're not one with that. If you're not holy, you're not one with his word.
All right.
So don't say I'm one with Jesus. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Read.
That the world may believe
what?
That thou hast sent me.
What?
And the glory which thou gavest
that
me.
That was the Spirit of God. Was given to Jesus. What?
Yes. I have given them that they may be one.
One.
Even as we are
so
one.
So you're not one with God and you got your own mind and yet the word has another mindset. What?
One in them.
What?
And thou in
no,
me.
No, I in them, not
I
one.
I in them.
What?
And thou in me.
What?
That they may be made perfect.
Well, there that word is again.
One.
Mark the perfect man. I know some of you don't like that, but if you're not one with it, you're not one with God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not one with Jesus. That they may be made perfect.
Perfect.
What?
In one.
What?
And that the world may know that thou hast sent me.
What?
And hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Me.
God will let you know that he loves those that are one with him.
Yes.
Micah 6 and 8. Let's go back there again.
Okay.
Micah 6 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
God have showed what's good and what is required of us. We say that are called by his name. 6 and 8.
He hath showed thee, O man.
What?
What is good?
God showed us what's good. Now, God has showed us perfect.
Yes.
Being made perfect is good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God has showed us being one with God is good. What?
And what doth the Lord require of thee?
God has showed us what is required.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
All right.
How plainer can you get than the scriptures? Because the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. Not according to changing traditions, but scripture. Traditions have changed over time. But God's word never changed. Elder Phillips and I was in, what do you call it? A clothing store. And when I walked in, one of the men said, you need to get with the program. These new styles. I said, does that look like me? He was showing me something. I said, that's not me. That look like I wear something like that. He said, well, I don't wear anything like that. He said, I'm like you. But I get into it. I said, well, you're changing your principles. I don't.
All right.
Certain things you can't wear.
All right, Pastor.
Certain things are not for you.
That's right, Pastor.
And when men began to wear skirts,
all right.
I'm not changing my principles to jump into a skirt because that's the fad. I don't mind little narrow pants, but some of them is too hiked up. I ain't wearing those. Have a little principle here. Have a boundary. I don't mind apparel, but don't have me looking like a woman.
Right.
And don't have the women looking like men.
That's right.
Have a boundary here.
Yes.
The Lord said there's temperance in everything. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's not change our principles because of the world. I said, well, you going with the world.
Right.
I don't do that.
That's right.
I have principles. Otherwise, I got boundaries here.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. 10 and 12, what does it say?
And now Israel.
Now church. Now Israel. And God only has one people.
Okay.
We're called Israel.
Yes.
And Israelites.
Uh-huh.
Israel of the Spirit. One people.
Yes.
God's people are not called Christians by God.
No.
They're
no.
called Christians by those that don't live for God or
all
didn't.
Right.
That's right.
Nothing wrong, as Paul said. I'm not ashamed to be called a Christian, but that's not the title or the meaning that God gave us.
Okay.
It's called sanctified.
Yes.
Yes, I follow Christ.
Yes.
But I'm more than a follower of Christ. Oh, I'm one that have applied the word and been sanctified.
Yes.
Saints.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
But what?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
God wants us to fear him.
Yes.
These requirements have been yesterday, today, and forever. Ecclesiastes. Let's read it.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. So many, there's not many churches now go back to Solomon. And when they do go back, they don't know what he's talking about. Just read over it like you're talking about, well, I love the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord has said, yes, if you love me, keep my commandments. They don't go to that part. And if they say keep my commandments, it's like it's going water over a duck's back. They don't know what it's talking. It don't sink in. 12 and 13 Ecclesiastes, what does it say?
Let us hear.
Listen what God gave Solomon, the wisest man. Wisest man on the top side of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let us hear the conclusion.
Of the whole matter.
The whole matter, what?
Fear God.
What?
And keep his commandments.
Let's fear God. And if we fear him, we'll keep his word, keep his commandments. That never changed. What?
For this is the whole duty
now,
of man.
That's the duty, excuse me, of man that was in the garden.
Yes.
But that devil changed man. But man must be born again. But that's the duty of man that God requires of man.
Yes.
Fear him.
Mm-hmm.
Keep his commandments.
It's the whole duty.
Read the first verse.
Uh-huh.
12 and 1. Thank
Remember
God.
Remember now.
Remember now.
Thy creator.
Thy creator.
In the days of thy youth.
The church world have forgotten God. But in their youthful days, they knew God because the leaders were with God. What?
Mm-hmm. While the evil days come not.
Before the evil days come nigh.
Mm-hmm.
Come not.
Nor the years draw nigh.
What?
When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
We don't want to get to where we have no pleasure in serving God. The Lord is saying, wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
All right.
Shouldn't be a problem being gathered together under the word. Shouldn't be saying, I'm tired of hearing about those commandments.
No.
You don't get tired of saying Jesus and you don't know him. Jesus, Jesus, all day long. Don't know what it means. Read.
While the sun or the light
what?
Or the moon or the stars be not darkened.
What?
Nor the clouds return after the rain.
Read the 10th verse. What does it say?
The preacher. God. The preacher.
What?
Sought to find out.
Well, how can you hear without the preacher?
That's right.
And every preacher should go to Solomon's wisdom. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words. What?
And that which was written. Was upright.
Upright.
Even words of truth.
Well, I believe the even words of truth is God's commandments.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to St. John 14 and 5. Let's
All
go there.
Right.
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
God.
But to fear the Lord. To yes. love him with all your heart. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And that's what we strive to do here
yes,
at 425 Lord. Laconia Boulevard.
Yes, Lord.
And we don't get ourselves involved in all these different sports and every time we turn around, thank God, giving God the glory and the next breath of cursing.
That's fine.
And doing all kind of shenanigans and trying to put it on God. God ain't got nothing to do with that junk. St. John 14:5, what does it say?
Thomas saith unto him,
what?
Lord, we know not whither thou goest.
We know not whither thou goest.
And how can we know the way?
How can we know the way what?
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way.
Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, well, Jesus is the way now. Jesus is the commandments.
Yes.
Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, should we not be like Jesus?
Yes.
That's what's good.
Yes.
God has showed us what is good.
Yes.
The mind of Christ is good.
Yes, it is.
That's the mind he had. What?
Yes. I am the way.
I am the way.
The truth.
What?
And the life.
What?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
12 and 49. Let's read it again. We read mm-hmm. it so often here on this broadcast. Because we're trying to give you the mind that Jesus had. Because the scripture says, let this mind be
yes.
in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Jesus had a mind to keep his Father's
yes,
commandments.
He did. Yes, he did.
12 and 49, what does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself.
What?
but the Father, which sent me.
That's everyone that God sent should have this testimony. That's the good way.
Yes.
What?